And when you adopt a child, guardianship rights are transferred to adoptive parents. And when there are no alternative care options available, children can be placed inside the foster care system. Many reports have shown that the experiences of foster care can be, can lead to a loss of hope. For people who have gone through foster care, emotions and experiences should be heard. We're joined by now Darian Lenton, who is in the foster care system since she was 7 and is now an advocate for the adoption process in Australia. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So Darian, how would you compare adoption and foster care?
So I think that foster care and adoption differ significantly for multiple reasons, especially including the aims and the outcomes of both. A child may be removed from their parents' care for the best interests of the child and then placed with a foster carer, especially if the child's in danger. But kids can be in care from anywhere between a few weeks to months, years, or they might even be placed in a permanent foster home. But the aim of foster care is always to try and reunite the child and the parent if it's possible. And support services are usually offered to the parent to assist with this as well. However, this is not always possible. And this is when a permanent foster home might be considered. But yeah, adoption is very complicated and it's expensive, which is a huge deterrent for Australians to consider adoption. And just a crazy statistic for you. In 2017 in Australia, there were 47,000 kids in care, but only 250 were adopted.
Oh my.
That's a
very big difference.
It's shocking. It's really shocking. And just to finish off with the differences, all legal parental rights would be transferred to the adoptive parents, whereas that's not the case with foster care. There's a huge lack of foster carers and people taking up adoption, and lots of children are rehomed multiple times before finding a permanent solution. It's really sad.
So then, based on your experience, should foster care children's legal guardianship or guardian still maintain the parental rights for the children?
In most cases, I think yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think the birth parent should definitely still maintain all rights, and especially until a permanent solution is found, because it's totally situational. As every child, every biological parent and every foster parent is in a different circumstance. And because the aim of foster care is to reunite the kids with their birth parents, it doesn't make sense to me to remove parental rights entirely. But I think, it is reasonable for the rights to be temporarily transferred to the carer. There are some cases where children are not adopted, but full legal guardianship is granted to a carer. So in this case, the carer is not legally the parent, but the birth parent is no longer able to have a legal say on the child's life. So, for example, my sister was granted full custody of me when I was 11, and that involved my sister receiving full legal guardianship of me, but she was not my legal parent.
Right. So you think in most cases, obviously not, but in some cases you think it is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, it's just totally situational. Mm-hmm. But initially all rights should be with the parents still until a solution is found.
And what are your thoughts around the, interaction or relationship between a child and their biological parent when it comes to adoption?
I think this is also totally situational, and I think it's really dependent on the birth parent's mental capability. The reasons that children become available for adoption are often very different to the reasons why children end up in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, the birth parent decides early on that they will be unable to care for a child, and thus they place their child up for adoption. And in those cases, the birth parent is totally capable of making those decisions, and they want the best for their child. So in that case, I think it's perfectly reasonable for the birth parent to be involved.
Absolutely.
But in other cases of adoption, or in most cases of foster care, where the birth parent is either struggling with mental health or addiction, substance abuse, or they're abusive to the child, I strongly believe that they should have no involvement in where the child is placed or who adopts them. For example, my mother was very abusive to me, but she would fight really hard to have me back in her care.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't capable of deciding what was best for me, and thus she shouldn't be involved in the decision-making process.
Now, Darian, you are an adoption advocate. What's your sort of, big motivation? I think we've probably touched on a few of the points already, but what's your motivation for advocating adoption over foster care?
Not just adoption, but if I'm going to advocate for that, I'd need to advocate for a larger uptake in fostering as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, many permanent foster carers do adopt or want to adopt their foster children. But yeah, I think there's just a huge lack in carers. And yeah, children are often moved around to different short-term homes until they find a permanent home because there's not enough permanent foster carers. Yeah. And yeah, I think permanent foster homes are just as great as adoption. But adoption at the moment is just so time-consuming, stressful and expensive. So if I'm going to advocate for adoption, the system would need to change first, I think, because just it's too deterring for people to take it up. But rather, I think it's important in the meantime, until the system changes, for me to advocate for a larger uptake in fostering.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for me to chat about it. I think that, yeah, just to be a voice for those kids is really important for me, and I'm really passionate about making a difference.
Do you have a message you'd like to share with people who are in the system at this stage?
Yeah, I think at the moment, just persevere. When I was going through the system, I went to 26 different schools. I'd often come home from school to find my bags packed, and I was going to a new home, and I know how stressful and challenging that is and how tempting it is to give up, but it's just not worth going down the wrong path or giving up. Just keep persevering, try your best as strong as you can, and if you stay focused, you can be successful and content with life. If you can do it, if I can do it, so can you.
Thank you for sharing those words so much, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.